The Urban Ministry Center near Uptown Charlotte does a lot of this match work already. A counselor sits down with someone and goes through a page of questions to see what help that person may need. Dale Mullinex is the group's director.
We say, okay, it sounds like this might be the path you want to take. And they say, yes, that's where I want to go. And we make a referral to another agency. They're going to go over to that other agency, and they're going to answer all those same questions again and probably some more.
That could be tough, since it often means recounting traumatic circumstances three or even four times. But it's also just inefficient, and that's where this new approach comes in. United Way received a $200,000 grant to come up with what's called a coordinated intake system. The first step is coming up with a database that shares all this information between groups.
We don't spend valuable time redoing something someone else has already done. We get on to what's my unique role in this person's path and how do we get them moving on that path.
And it also serves as an inventory of all the help that's out there and constantly changing, instead of relying solely on the knowledge of a counselor. The groups that get federal money from the Housing and Urban Development Department are required to have a system in place by next August. United Way's director Jane McIntyre saw that as a chance to expand the approach to more than 40 groups.
They want to be part of it because then they're part of the what we call the continuum, the whole network to move people from homeless to housing.
Several communities already have this approach in place, like Dayton, Ohio, and New York City. Nan Roman with the National Alliance to End Homelessness says it's paying off for them.
They can serve more people. They can target resources a lot better, so they have much better outcomes. They get people into housing faster, and they can also collect data better so that they have a much better idea about what's working and what's not working and whether their numbers are going up or down.
The Alliance is working with United Way and other local groups to develop the coordinated approach. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.